Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Mannarino. It is Thursday, April 6th, 2023. I am very unhappy right now. Let's talk about why. So, first of all, this is my my pre-market report. So, we got some economic news this morning, and this is, I would imagine, what you and I would have expected, but it's incredible. Let's start off with this. So far this year, layoffs are up 500%. And this is mostly being seen in the tech sector here. What do we know is going on, people? We've discussed this since I don't know how long. The economy, it's over, okay? The powers that be here, the central banks, the Federal Reserve in this case, has fully weaponized the system. Instead of really taking action to control inflation, that would be by contracting the money supply, what they've decided to do is kill the economy by literally destroying the consumer. You understand? And it gets better than that too. So the biggest piece of news this morning, I suppose, from the mainstream media that you're allowed to know is initial jobless claims came in for last week at 228,000. This is a weekly occurrence. Just do the math yourself here. But things that you're not allowed to know and not supposed to know, like we just covered here, layoffs being up 500% this year alone. The other piece of information that you're not allowed to know, now look, don't take my word on anything. I want you to research this for yourself. So first, look up where layoffs are going here. We're up 500%. That's pretty staggering. And then U.S. small businesses are now filing for bankruptcy at their fastest pace ever in history, more so than during the COVID economic shutdown. Now, what did we hear right out of the mouth of several Federal Reserve presidents? Well, they said this. Mary Daly was one of them, who said that to control inflation, more people have to lose their jobs. Think about what I just said, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. Again, the system has been weaponized by public enemy number one, the Federal Reserve. You see, you and me, they're trying to keep us distracted. Look at what's happening to President Trump. Look at what's going on over here. It's always the same story. They can't have you focus on anything else. You understand? So if the general population were to know, and I want you to look this up for yourself, as I just said, and I'm going to repeat myself, that layoffs are up 500% this year alone. People say, hold on a minute. Wow. That's pretty profound. Or that small businesses here in the United States are filing for bankruptcy at their fastest pace ever in history as the economy continues to get destroyed by design. You understand? And inflation, this is a joke. I know this is kind of a joke. I'm watching Bloomberg this morning, and again, they're using the P word, peaking, peaking. Inflation is peaking again. It's peaking. How many times now? I don't know, 20? We've been told that it's peaking. It's not peaking. Inflation is going to go higher and higher. And if you notice, there's something missing here from the mainstream propaganda. That is how this incredible run-up lately that we've had in crude oil, which is going to make everything cost more, okay, rising inflation on the back of it. That's devoid. It's gone. You're not allowed to know that anymore, okay? So what you see, the mainstream media, they play off of a couple of things. They realize that most people have the memory of a goldfish, okay? They don't remember things. They very quickly forget things. So this is where you're not reminded of these things here. So we have this inflation tsunami, which is coming right at us, okay? Central banks, as you all know, if you follow this blog, never had the slightest interest at all in controlling inflation. Their job is to inflate and continue to inflate on top of that. Pump the world, pump the debt the debt system, the debt-based economic model, with as much debt as they can possibly get away with, and we the people are allowing them to do that via our loving, caring representatives. You know what I'm talking about here, right? Let's talk more about that. So we're seeing this phenomenon that you and I have covered on this blog repeatedly over and over. It's incredible. The 10-year yield again is dropping, okay? The yield curve itself dropping. What's causing this? Is it just a miracle? Is it some act of God that is creating this? No, this is central banks. It's not institutions. It's not the regular guy or the regular girl. Oh, it's one institution. It's the central banks. It's the Federal Reserve. They're buying it all as usual. They're keeping, they're right now, being very successful at keeping rates suppressed. Again, why? You and I have covered this before it even started to happen here. To foster the illusion of stability in the debt market. And the stock market has gone up and up and up and up and up. We've seen as of late, yesterday it started. It looks like today, this morning, stock futures are lower a little bit. This market may give a little bit back. Okay, markets are supposed to do that. You know, it's kind of like this kind of thing here. But as I said, maybe it was yesterday, or the day before that, if they can foster that illusion or keep it going, and I think they're going to, of stability here in the debt market, keeping rates suppressed, bond yields suppressed. Look at the 10-year yield. It's incredible. Look at the MMRI, 207 this morning. This creates, again, a deliberate environment of risk, which will push cash into the stock market. So what do you need to do here? If you're a player in the market like me, you want to look at energy companies here, commodity ETFs, exchange traded funds. I just put out another list yesterday in my free newsletter, link in the description of this video. People, look, I got your back every way you can think about and dream about, okay? What I cover here, I think it's critical information. It's not just talk and gibberish. I'm telling you what I believe, and I want you to do your own research on this. What you need to do to stay ahead of the situation. Again, let's cover it. The system has been weaponized to the highest possible order. Where are our loving, caring representatives? Why are they not calling out the Federal Reserve? Let me ask you seriously. Why is it, okay, and you haven't heard this yet. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing this. I don't know. Why is it that not one Democrat or Republican has called the Federal Reserve chair before them and said, hey, you really want to fight inflation? Why are you not having the major institutions raise their capital reserve requirements above zero? Do you think these people are too stupid, or do you think they know exactly what's going on? Me? I believe that our representatives know exactly what I'm saying here, that the Federal Reserve has the power right now today to contract the money supply, which would actually get rid of inflation, not by killing the economy and crushing the consumer. I mean, people, layoffs of 500% this year alone, U.S. small businesses filing for bankruptcy at their fastest pace ever, even more than COVID? Really? You think this is by, how many of you here, and I can see you, raise your hand, think this is all by accident. Put your hand down, okay? This is not by accident. This is deliberate. And if you think you've seen it all, if you believe Bloomberg this morning with it peaking, inflation is peaking again, well, then obviously there's something seriously wrong with you here. Going back to the market real quick. Stock futures are lower this morning. Okay, not much, but this market doesn't need to give back. I said it last week, and now finally we're seeing some of it. And if they maintain the illusion of stability in the debt market, what are you going to do? If you're in this market like me, you're buying. You're buying energy companies. You're buying energy itself here. You're looking at commodities, gold and silver, understanding that this thing that central banks are doing, inflate or die, and they're going to make you, see, they won't die. They survive by inflating, you understand? And they will inflate at all costs, at the cost of your life. A central bank, okay, they have their goal is to survive, okay, period, at the cost of everything else. And that's why they're creating inflation here. They're going out of their way to deliberately inflate here. And who's paying the price? You are. I am. Where's the revolt? Where's the revolution? Where are the people in the streets? Nowhere. They're focusing on Donald Trump. Do you see what they do? We knew they were going to pull off something like this. It's what they always do. The nanosecond. We all heard, you and I, about the arrest of Donald Trump. You were laughing. You were laughing. Because you immediately knew what this was all about. Look here. Don't look over there. You're not allowed to know what's going on here. Okay? They must keep you distracted. They must deceive you. And have you focus on things that really have no meaning on anything here. And it's all part of the game. You understand? It's all part of the game. Anyway, with that said, people, let's see. Cryptocurrency is under some pressure this morning. Gold and silver, relatively flat. Crude oil, relatively flat. Dollar, relatively flat. But keep your eye on this debt market. Watch the MMRI. We're going below 200, I think, in short order here. And this is, again, deliberate action by the Fed in this case to foster or create more opportunity in the market. All it's doing is hyperinflating the bubble, okay? If you understand what's going on here, markets are no longer allowed to correct or, God forbid, crash anymore. What is a market crash? I covered this yesterday. A market crash, I think I covered it yesterday, is a market trying to do its one and only job, to determine fair value. You know how this works. In a real market, which we don't have, there's a group of buyers here, there's a group of sellers here. These people meet on an open platform to establish a fair value for a stock, for an exchange-traded fund, for a currency, whatever it is. But when you have a third player in here, a monster in the room, central banks artificially suppressing rates to the point of no return so they can continue to inflate, well, then you have no price discovery. The market becomes 100% fake. You understand? That's what we have. A market that has no bearing on reality. An economy that continues to crater while the stock market defies gravity. Period. Nobody knows this better than you do if you follow this blog. Try to find information like this anywhere else. Where are you going to get it, people? I give you the dark underbelly of this entire thing. And I hope so, that I put this into a perspective that's easy to understand. People, if you think I've covered anything that's good, I would always appreciate that thumbs up. It's not so hard to click it. Please share the video. Please comment. I want to hear from you. Are you shocked about what you're seeing here? Or are you laughing at the deceptions, the look here's, the don't look over there's, while people are dragged along into some false storyline? Look over there. Don't look over here while we do this. Oh, no, no, no. It's always the game they play, people. Whenever they throw something like Trump or anything else in your face, you know there's something else going on. Something they don't want you to know about. Something they don't want you to focus on. You understand? But we're too smart for them. They can play their game. We're going to play ours. I'll see you later for my live stream, 1:05 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.